Yesterday's Shiur Tanya ended with a number of questions or a number of ideas that need to be explained. As the Alter Rebbe said, that in order to understand the love that every Jew has, which comes as an inheritance from our forefathers, we have to explain what is the origin of this love. In other words, where is it in the neshama? And what is its function? How do we inherit it? And how does it contain also fear of God? Now the question of how it's inherited, how do we inherit, needs a little explanation itself. We know that children inherit the characteristics of their fathers, of their parents. So that if the parent is kind, the child will be kind. If the parent is severe, the child will be severe. So why is there a difficulty in understanding that we can inherit love from an ancestor? What is the Alter Rebbe's question here? So the idea is that this is not a love that is common and that is easily available to a human being. Love in general is a human characteristic, a human trait. So if the father has it, chances are that the child will have it. And if the child does have it, it's no wonder. But that which the child inherits is the character of love, but not the object of love. So that, for example, if the father loves a certain individual, and he is a kind, loving person, the child will also be a kind, loving person, but he won't necessarily love the same person as the father loves. When we say that every Jew inherits from the Avos, from the patriarchs, a love for God, we can understand that because they were very loving people, that they were very chesed people, that all the descendants are also loving. But that they should love God dafka. How did that happen? So obviously this love is not a common love. It is a love specifically of God. And that is not a characteristic of the heart. It's not a human characteristic. It's a divine characteristic. It's a zuchnisdika thing. And the question is, how do you inherit zuchnis? Today's Shia for the 8th of Shvat is on page 215 in Perek Yud Ches. V'ho'inyin. So the idea of the matter is, ki ha'aveis hein hein ha'merkava. We inherit this love from the patriarchs. And what are the patriarchs? They were the chariot, the vehicle of godliness. A chariot is something that has no will of its own. And because they were so devoted to God's will, to the point where they had no will of their own, al kein, therefore, they merited to bring to their children a neshama for all generations to come. Every Jew is given a neshama that comes from Kedusha, from the 10 holy attributes, Svides, of the four worlds, Atzilus, Bri, Yetzir, Asiya, each one according to his level and according to his deeds. Al kol ponim, and at any rate, at the very least, Afilu, Lekal, Shebekalim, Upeisha, Yisrael, even to the lowest of the low and the most sinful Jews, nimshach bezivugam, when they get married and they give birth, they bring to their child nefesh de malchus d'atzia. At the very least, they bring to their child a neshama that is on the level of nefesh, and it is the nefesh of the lowest world of the world of atzia. Shehi madrega hatachteina shebikdushas asiya, which is the lowest level of holiness. But afal pikein, me'ach hashehi me'eses v'riz kedeshes, since it is holiness, given that it is the lowest level of holiness, but it is not outside of holiness. It is holiness. And in holiness, there is oneness, there is unity. Therefore, he kulula mikulan, gam mechachmadasiya. So, the lowest level of asiya, contains within it all the levels of asiya, including also the chachma of asiya. Shebeteicha, and in the chachma of asiya, milubeshes chachma de malchus d'atzilus. There is a presence, there exists within the Chachma of Asiya, there exists the Chachma of Atzilus, or the Malchus of Atzilus. Shebet Malchus of Atzilus is what creates the lower world, the world beneath it, the world of Bi, and so on. Shebeteicha, and in the Malchus of Atzilus, there is Chachma de Atzilus. Shebo meir eirin seir baruchu mamish, and Chachma de Atzilus, that's pure godliness. Kedechsiv Hashem b'chachma yasad oretz v'kulam b'chachma asisa. In wisdom you've made them all, and with wisdom God established the earth. The word earth, eretz, refers to malchus, so b'chachma yasad oretz, chachma is implanted in Malchus, and Kulam b'chachma asisa, and then from that chachma comes the asisa, the doing, the world of asiya. So that in holiness, there is a continuum. In the lowest level of Kedusha, the asiya of the asiya is connected and contains within it the chachma of Atzilus, and chachma of Atzilus is pure godliness. The nimta, ki ein sev baruch hu melubesh bebechinas chachma shebenefesh ha'odom yihye mi sheyihye mi yisro. So we now have an answer to two of the questions Alter Rebbe asked. First of all, how does it come as an inheritance? And second of all, what is its root in the neshama? The love that a Jew arouses within himself as a result of his knowledge of God comes from Bina. Bina is the thorough comprehension of a subject, and therefore it is Bina that arouses the emotions. And Bina is called Eim Habonim, the mother of the children, children being the emotions that are born to the mother. So emotions that are aroused through intellect, through study and through contemplation, their origin, their root, the root of these emotions or of this love is in Bina. What is the root and the origin of the natural love that every Jew is born with? So the Alter Rebbe says that it comes from Chachma. That every soul has within it an element of Chachma, even though it may not be itself on the level of Chachma, but it has within it the element of Chachma, and the element of Chachma of all worlds are one, so that in the lowest Chachma there is the highest Chachma, and in this Chachma there is love. How does it come to every Jew? It comes to every Jew as an inheritance from the patriarchs. How is godliness, how is Ruchnius inherited? Because to the patriarchs, Ruchnius was not a special event. It wasn't something that they worked on or something that they acquired at some point in their life. They were Ruchnius. They were the chariot of godliness. They had no will of their own. Their will was God's will. Their existence was godliness. And just like the person who is kind has children who are kind, the patriarchs were godly, and therefore all their children are godly. So with the patriarchs, godliness was as much a part of their being as human traits are with other human beings. And as a result, it makes sense, and it can only be that when you are essentially a certain condition, a certain way, that all of your children will be that way. Animals give birth to animals, humans give birth to humans, and patriarchs give birth to Jews. Now this element of chachma within the neshama that every Jew gets from the patriarchs, im eirin seiv baruch hamelubash bo, with the godliness that is clothed within the chachma, is mispashet es b'chol b'chinas ha'nefesh kulo la'achayesa, mebechinas reisha ad bechinas ragla. This element of chachma does not remain aloof and separate from the rest of the person, from the rest of the neshama. It permeates and is clothed within all parts of the neshama to give it life from the top to the bottom, from the highest part of the nefesh to the lowest part. Kedechsiv, as it says, ha-chochma techaye baleha. Wisdom gives life to the one who possesses it. In other words, the wisdom, the chochma, it enlivens all parts of its, of the person who possesses it, of the neshama. Ulepa'amim mamshich em peishe Yisrael. Neshama is gveis me'ed, and at times, the Peshe Yisrael, the most sinful Jew, will bring down a very high neshama, shahoyu bi'im kehaklipeis, k'meshekosu b'sefer gilgulim. A great neshama, a very high neshama, that had been trapped in unholiness, in klipa, can be brought down to be born to people who are the most sinful or the lowest of the low here on earth. In the Sefer Gilgulim, he explains that a great neshama that was held by klipa will not be born into this world unless the klipa itself surrenders the neshama and allows it to be brought down to earth. When will klipa permit such a neshama to be born? Only if it will be born to sinful parents. The klipa hopes that through the sinful parents, this great neshama will also become sinful and will add life to klipa through the sins. However, the neshama, being a great neshama, will overcome the obstacles and will remain a tzaddik, so that a tzaddik is sometimes born to sinful parents precisely because they are sinful. And it's interesting that he says there that since God doesn't ask of his creations that which they are incapable of doing, that's why even with klipa, God doesn't ask klipa to give up a neshama that it has against its will. The reason for the statement here is that the Alter Rebbe is talking about the neshama of every Jew, even the lowest of the low, and even the lowest part of the neshama of the lowest Jew. So the Rebbe says that all aspects of the neshama are determined by heaven, in heaven, and it is not the human being who can determine the quality or the nature of a neshama, so that even the most sinful Jew will give birth to a neshama that is of God's choosing and not of from above and not the choice of the parents. In the Hayyim Yom for the 8th of Shvat, Ches Shvat, the Rebbe writes that beprat bizman hazeh, particularly in these days, asher bechasdei Hashem yizbarich, which in God's kindness, anu imdim al saf hageula, we're standing now on the threshold of redemption of geula. Aleinu lehisametz b'chol minei imutz, it is incumbent upon us to make every effort lechazek kol inyanei hadas behidur mitzvah, to strengthen all matters of Yiddishkeit and going beyond the letter of the law, the Hidur Mitzvah. The Lishme es kol ha-minhagim, to be careful to observe all of the minhagim, mibli levatet af kosho, without compromising at all, without any compromise at all. U mitzvah ucheva al kol rav b'Yisrael, and it is a mitzvah and a duty for every rav, for every rabbi, lahedia l'kahal adosei, to notify his congregation, ki hatzoreis v'hayisurim, that the suffering and the tribulations that are going on, they are chevle Mashiach, they are the birth pangs of Mashiach, v'hashem elikim, and God God demands of us, requires of us, a return to Torah and Mitzvahs, shalei ne'akev, in order not to hinder bias Mashiach tzidkenu b'kariv mamish, the coming of Mashiach tzidkenu b'kariv mamish. The possible connection between the Hayyim Yayim and what we're learning in Tanya today is that the Rebbe is saying in Tanya that the love that every Jew has as an inheritance, this Ava Misoteres, comes from the level of Chochmah of the Neshama. Unlike the love that is produced through intelligence, through learning and through Seichel, that comes from Bina. The difference, of course, is that in Bina, the subject is understood and the subject is grasped, whereas in Chochmah, we don't know yet. It's the expression of the Neshama itself, and the Neshama itself is holiness, is ruchnius, is godly, and therefore it contains love of God, fear of God. From this level of Chachma comes Mesiras Nefesh. Mesiras Nefesh is also beyond Seichel, not comprehensible. And in this Chachma, there is the capacity for Mesiras Nefesh, or the capacity for going beyond the letter of the law. And that's why in Hayem Yayim, the Hidur Mitzvah, and keeping every Minhag without any compromise in the Minhagim, that comes not from Bina, from Seichel, that comes from the Kedusha of Chochmah of the Neshama that every Jew has as an inheritance. And it is on that level that we prepare for the coming of Mashiach.